Our AccuWeather weather forecast says it'll be partly cloudy with a high today of about 36. Flight for Life call for a woman who fell down some stairs last night at a residence in the 1800 block of Heights Drive in Mount Pleasant. South Shore Fire Rescue personnel told about someone bleeding from the head. First arriving police officer indicated the victim was not doing well. Helicopter landed in a lot at Spring Street and Airline Road, then took the woman up to Frederick Hospital. An elderly man suffered a few burns Sunday night. His pants apparently caught fire at a residence in Racine in the 1500 block of South Memorial Drive. That victim, said to be in his 90s, burned on the upper leg. About a quarter after 2 this morning, South Shore firefighters dispatched what had been a fire in the kitchen of a second-floor apartment at 5030 Graceland Boulevard. That fire was out on arrival, but plenty of smoke had to be cleared, as well as checking for an extension. Part of the wall said to have been charred by the incident. Crews also called back to that same location about 3:45 a.m. The range hood said to have been smoking at the time. Well, if you see a sign that's posted in a City of Racine parking ramp that says pay before exiting, do you cough up the money before walking out to wherever you're going or when you drive out of the structure? It's apparently a point of confusion for some. Transit and Parking Commission got a report recently from Director Mike Meyerly indicating that the payment machines were set up to handle when people left with their vehicles.
The logic of the machines is set up so that it works fine if you pay just before you leave in your car. It gives you a grace period of like 10 or 15 minutes to get out. But one of the reasons people have been having difficulties is because if you pay on your way to wherever you're going, and hours may go by, you've now exceeded the grace period.
Under the city's contract with its parking system management firm, ABM, customers can push a button and talk to somebody to get help in getting out of the structure if they've paid early. And Marley says that's happened a couple of times.
So I will be pursuing that with ABM. One possibility would be to say, if there's a grace period in, you know, built into the software of the machine, use that grace period for the daily parkers and give them 10 hours of grace period. The reason there's a grace period in there was for people who enter the garage and then don't find a space and they can still get out. Most people don't realize that.
Commissioners did unanimously recommend adjusting the grace period. On another parking issue, the city realized about $1,900 in revenue from the downtown ramps on Party of the Pavement Day. It was affecting the number of available free meters, though, out on the streets. Oh, and speaking of travel, some of you may be doing that by air. Some of you may have to wait on the ground, though, a little more than usual. The planes getting to the gate is the problem.
An AP analysis finds that during the first 9 months of this year, airplanes spent an average of 23 minutes and 32 seconds taxiing between gates and runways. That's the longest it's been since the Bureau of Transportation Statistics started tracking taxi times in 1995, and a 50-second increase over last year's average. The survey finds the creep in taxi times is attributed to a number of things: schedule changes, massive runway construction projects at some of the nation's busiest airports, and a new method of relieving congestion at some airports, distant runways that just require more time to reach. Scott Carr, Washington.
The Green Bay Packers at times yesterday against the Vikings looked like they were still in their funk of the last 3 weeks, but it did get to the point where they pulled things together and they got a big road victory in Minnesota.
We executed better today. We had a good week of practice. I think we all felt like this performance was possible. Obviously, we'd like to have a couple more touchdowns, but, you know, we got the best kicker in the league. He had a great day for us. Big touchdown before the end of the first half. And then, JJ had a great catch on the sidelines there to put us ahead for good.
Aaron Rodgers and company and the Vikings now both tied at 7-3 atop the NFC North Division. Packers and the Bears Thanksgiving night, Brett Favre's number going into the Ring of Fame, and Bart Starr expected to appear to what will likely be a thunderous ovation after word of his health problems recently. National Transportation Safety Boards determined the cause of a fatal plane crash over Lake Superior back in June of last year. 47-year-old pilot Alexander Obersteg of Germany with excessive amounts of cold medicine in his system. The plane was also over its weight limit, and it had some mechanical problems. It crashed into Lake Superior after Obersteg took off from Duluth International Airport. Working around everybody's schedule for the holidays, the Kenosha Police and Fire Commission is going to be dealing in the near future with the selection of a new police chief. The target date is April 1st. Current Chief John Morrissey having announced that he would be stepping down April 20th, same time as Mayor Keith Bosman leaves office. December 2nd, the listed date for interviews with 9 of the 37 applicants. From there, the remaining candidates will be going through an assessment process with the city's hired consultant. That will include problem solving. Eventually, 3 semifinalists will be involved. The new fire chief will be chosen from that group, Morrissey, to help with the transition. U.S. Environmental Protection Agency awarding 3 grants to the city of Racine targeting infrastructure cleanup and job training. An agency news release says $500,000 is earmarked for brownfield development, that through a revolving loan fund, and that has now reached $1.5 million in recent years. $200,000 targeted toward the RootWorks project on the Root River. Grant money going to play a key role in that entire effort. Another $200,000 grant will have the Great Lakes Community Conservation Corps partnering up with the city, the county, Gateway, RCEDC, and First Choice Pre-Apprenticeship Program and others. It's for the training of 100 young adults and their inclusion in the brownfield cleanup efforts. Police on the UW-Whitewater campus investigating 2 incidents Sunday morning, possibly involving people checking for unlocked doors in Clem, Fricker, and Wells Halls. Campus-wide news alert said that a laptop was taken out of an unlocked room in Clem Hall between midnight and 1:15 in the morning Sunday. The second incident was about 2:30 a.m. A woman in Wells West Hall was awakened by a man in her room. He ran out when she got up. Nothing reported missing. Whitewater police asking anybody with information to give them a call or the local Crime Stoppers number. The Green Lake County Sheriff's Department indicates it was natural causes behind the death of a hunter in the town of Kingston over the weekend. Man died after being rushed to a hospital. Reports noting he had a history of a heart condition. Nothing suspicious found in the area where he was stricken of an apparent heart attack while dragging a deer to his vehicle. And former Eau Claire County Treasurer Larry Loken and his office manager Kay Honorheim actually stole almost $1.4 million. It's a new price tag that is twice what police originally thought. A judge will sentence the two in January. It's unclear if these new revelations will give them even more prison time. Two vehicles collided Sunday night at the Kenosha intersection of 33rd Avenue and 60th Street. It resulted in 3 injuries, one serious enough to warrant flight for life. The driver of a van had to be extricated with what appeared to have been some serious leg injuries and was taken by paramedics over to the municipal building's parking lot where the helicopter had landed. 2 other men in a truck suffered some minor injuries. They were treated at Kenosha Medical Center. During the day Sunday, South Shore Fire Rescue personnel and Mount Pleasant Police had to deal with a couple of traffic crashes right around the same time. The first involving 2 vehicles at Spring Street and Emerson Road, a couple of minor injuries with that. The second accident, 2 vehicles at Highway 31 and Brown Road, 3 injuries. It was pointed out with that second crash that snow on the traffic signals may have been a contributing factor. Kenosha's Lakeview Technology Academy recently won a $7,000 grant to fund a learning project that ties the development of a ham radio to physics. It also provides insight into how one of the most successful schools around operates. On Gateway Public Radio, Lakeview teacher Tim Overrocker said the project was born out of the creativity of his students last year.
I told these students, I said, I want you to help plan your second half of the course. I want you to find a project that relates electricity, waves, sound, light, and I want you to make it your own. And if you guys can't find something, then I'm going to go to my traditional lectures.
A couple of unsuccessful grant writing efforts led to a social media GoFundMe campaign that netted a quick $3,500 to start the ham radio, and that led to a $7,000 grant from a financial services company. Lakeview's principal, Bill Hittman, says there's really no shortage of students now ready for these kinds of challenges.
There's 88 children in this school district that met all the requirements to come to Lakeview. They just didn't get, they weren't lucky enough in terms of the lottery to get in. Exactly. We're built for 365 kids, and we have 432 kids in the building.
Kenosha Unified officials, meanwhile, trying to figure out a way to expand Lakeview Technology Academy's efforts without exceeding state-mandated levy limits. The Kenosha City Council will meet as a committee of the whole this evening to debate the proposed 2016 budget and capital improvement plan. The Finance Committee approved several additions to the CIP that was presented by Mayor Keith Bosman, including resurfacing a stretch of Kennedy Drive on the lakefront, additional funding for police squad car replacements, and future borrowing for another dog park. The committee also approving funding for 3 more firefighters and to increase the number of police sergeants from 14 to 16. There's also an additional building inspector. Now, the public hearing on the proposed budget and the CIP will take place at 5 p.m. A formal vote on the budget itself will be tomorrow evening, also at 5 in Kenosha. Older Americans, speaking of money, should be holding off on taking their Social Security benefits. That's according to Kristen Arnold. She is a policy analyst at the National Academy of Social Insurance. Says there's really a good reason for waiting until those benefits maximize.
The benefits are there to make sure you're not in poverty in old age. But if you have some flexibility, if you have other sources of income, if you're still working, if you're still healthy, you might consider waiting to take benefits.
Arnold also says Social Security is fully funded for the next 15 to 20 years. Then it's 72% funded after that. There's a new report titled Reducing Teen Substance Misuse, What Really Works? And it says Wisconsin ranked 34th lowest for the number of youth drug overdose deaths, a rate of 8.8 per 100,000 for ages 12 to 25, the national rate 7.3. Males 2.5 times as likely to overdose as females nationally. The rate in Wisconsin for males, 12.7 per 100,000 youth, 4.7 for females. For the 1999-2001 period, no state had a youth drug overdose death rate above 6.1 per 100,000, and by the 2011-13 period, 33 states were above it. Rates highest in West Virginia, 12.6 per 100,000 youth, more than 5 times more than the lowest rates in North Dakota at 2.2. AccuWeather forecast, this afternoon partly cloudy, high 36. I'm Tom Karkel, WRJN News.